Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the February 5th, 2024 Board of Commissioners meeting for Emmett County and ask you to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Loffbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Aarons? Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coons?
Here.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda as presented.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Next item is the consent agenda. If there are no items to be discussed, I would look for a motion to approve the three items on the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Mapes has moved to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorized county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Loffbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Anyone in the audience wishing to address the board, please come to the podium, state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
It's been a while. Mary Lieberman, District 7. I just wanted to express a little bit of concern tonight. My understanding is that Commissioner Aarons will not be able to attend the meeting tomorrow of the Health Department. And there are several items of action that are going to take place tomorrow. And I'm concerned. I understand that the resolution that you passed a few months ago was the importance of us being represented at those health department meetings, and I would ask that you consider sending an alternate in his absence so that we can be fully represented. We need two votes, not just one. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to address the board? Second call. Seeing none, next item is a presidential primary early voting from our clerk.
Okay. That was fast. Okay.
You're not ready?
I'm always ready. Okay, so good evening. Dave asked me to give a little update on where we're at for our early voting. Yeah, that's fine. So just as a reminder, Proposal 2 of 2022 gave us 9 days of early voting in Michigan. Every municipality in the state is required to provide 9 days of early in-person voting for every state and federal election. And just to clarify, that means that in-person means that voters can tabulate their ballots during those 9 days. Not to be confused with AV voting or absentee voting, which is by mail voting. So just to clarify, there has been a lot of confusion going on right now about forms that are being sent out and how our elections are working. So nothing has changed with our absentee voting or our election day in-person voting. That is all the same. This is in addition to that. So we did talk about this a few months ago. At that time, we approved a county agreement, the legislation that is dictating how we perform early voting, offered municipalities three options on how to conduct early voting. Their first option was to enter into a county agreement and contract with the county to provide early voting. They could contract with surrounding municipalities and go together on one site, or they could do it on their own. So that all of the municipalities in Emmett County decided to join together. They were all very happy to do that with us. So we are holding one centralized site for all 18 jurisdictions in the county. I have, over the last several months, been collaborating with them on determining a site and all of our needed supplies and everything we were going to need to get to make this work. And they've been very helpful to me and to my staff over the last several months. So what that means for us in the county is we are now performing duties that are typically performed at the local level, such as election day activities, like appointing workers and doing accuracy tests, things like that we are now doing, as my staff is doing, for part of these 9 days of early voting. So a lot of extra stuff for us, but it's okay. So where we're at right now, we, like I said, we've been doing a lot of things over the last several months. We have obtained additional equipment, tabulators, voter assist terminals, ballot bags, voting booths, all kinds of things that we have been obtaining and preparing to get ready for this. We did secure an early voting site, which is the VFW post on Conway Road, for those that don't know that by now. So they've been wonderful to work with. I wish Neil was here, I guess, but they have been wonderful to let us use their site for all three elections that we will have to do this for this year. So they're being very, very accommodating. We've sent out over 17,000 postcards to all the registered voters in Emmett County to let them know the location, days, and times of early voting. If you didn't get one, stop in my office. I have lots of extras. Today, actually, Andrea and I went out to the VFW hall. We hauled all of our equipment, all of our supplies out to the site today because for us, it is here. We are ready. And we set everything up that we could, and we start training workers tomorrow. In the next couple of days, we will train over 100 workers to work these 9 days of early voting. And then we're doing additional election day trainings next week. But that's where we're at right now. To date, we've spent approximately $4,100 of our election budget on our supplies. I think we're doing okay. Pam yelling at me. but like I said, we've had to buy printers, ballot bags, signs, voting booths, extension cords, you know, pens, duct tape, all kinds of stuff that you would not think that you need. We have tried to think of everything. So our actual election equipment was purchased directly by the state, so that did not have to come out of the county's budget. That was ordered directly through the Bureau of Elections. So we finally received that equipment and got it accepted and programmed, and I think we're in good shape. And just to give you a few more details on what our early voting site is going to look like, actually, Tatum, if you go one more slide. This is probably a different language to most of you, but it makes a lot of sense to me. What we're going to do at the early voting site is we are going to break down the county basically into, we're going to split it in half so that we don't have all 22 precincts and over 45 ballot styles on one tabulator. We're going to break it down into two tabulators. So we're basically going to have two lanes. If you're in these jurisdictions, you're going to go on this side. If you're in these jurisdictions, you're going on this side. And it's all color-coded and labeled. So it should be pretty straightforward. But that's how it's broken down, and that's how I came up with why I broke it down that way. So that's what it will look like if you go out there to vote on any of those 9 days. So I guess, are there any questions? I'm happy to answer any questions.
Did you have any problem finding the 100 volunteers to work on?
A few townships were a little bit short, but I think we have more than what we're going to need. So a few of the northern townships were calling me and saying, hey, I need help finding people. So we keep, in my office, we keep a list of interested people in case we ever run into this. So I think we're okay. Lots of good volunteers here.
Any other questions?
Okay. You know where I'm at.
Thanks. to the administrator's report.
Thank you. My written report, Parks and Recreation, all of our summer programs are online now, so you can go onto the website, see the programs that we have. Work continues. This, you can tell this is a little bit outdated. They've been grooming the cross-country trails. Well, that's done. Unfortunately, we're losing all our snow. And you also see that our fishing derby is scheduled for February 17th, and we're playing that by ear. But the ice conditions are very poor right now. More than likely, in the next few days, we will make a determination on that program. With this nice weather, you can see in the photo that the parking lot expansion at McAlpin Point continues to move forward. So that's nice. It's all roughed in at this point, and they continue to move. We're way ahead of schedule, and hopefully that will be done early this spring, and we'll be able to park our cars there. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Early voting, we just talked about that, and I'm happy to report that you saw in our report that the first storm caused a lot of damage up at the airport for our equipment. We had breakdowns. Everything is up and working again. And I gave you some photos of the new fire vehicle that's coming in.
Is that the new one?
That's the new one. And I'm happy to report that it should be in Pelston tomorrow. And it will take us a couple months to finally get it all, the radio systems put in there. There's still some question on what type of product we're going to use in there. That's a big discussion. And we'll continue to wait till we get a decision made on what product looks and what we're going to be putting in this fire truck. So more to come on that as we move forward with that. But exciting news, we're going to have it at the site tomorrow, hopefully.
After 2 years,
yeah. Remember, this is just about 2 years construction time on this. So we ordered this almost 3 years ago, and it took about 2 years for construction. That is my report tonight.
Any questions from Mr. Boyer?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question here. We asked you in December to look into the employee for the treasurer. How did that go?
We have had discussions. We met with the treasurer
last week?
Last Monday. Had good conversation. We're talking about some audit, internal audits that we're looking at. And the treasurer and the finance director are looking at possible companies to bring in to help us look to really fine-tune what that job description might look like. There's some procedures and policies that each department have. Obviously, with all the different departments we have, there's different collections in the clerks and the jail and the courts, and we're looking at how we can improve that process. So we continue to work on that.
Thank you. And another question. We talked about the videoing this meeting, and you had said that
IT is working on that. We're very close to have probably something within the next few months that we'll bring to the board.
Okay. Wonderful. Sounds good. That's it for me.
Any other questions from board members? Hearing none. We have no unfinished business. We have new business. First is an authorizing resolution for the show grant. Mr. Boyer.
We have three. We did the public hearing a few meetings ago, and we have three different agenda items on here. These are part of the CHIL grant process, authorization resolution of the CHIL grant, the fair housing resolution, and that's all a contract with Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency. So we'll go through the first one is the authorizing resolution, and it's laid out for you on what this resolution looks like, the amount of the grant that we were going to receive. It allows myself and the director to apply for the application. It allows for the board chair also to sign the agreement, and there are some trainings and procedures that we're going to have to go through, as you'll see in the next resolution. I'm assigned some new projects that I will get training for. So this first step is the acceptance and allowing us to get moving forward with applying for the CHIL grant.
You have a motion before you, board members?
I'll make that motion. I move that the Emmett County Board of Commissioners adopt the authorizing resolution to authorize the county administrator and the finance director to submit the CHIL grant application in the amount of $300,000. authorizes the county administrator to sign the application and all attachments, authorizes the board chair to sign the grant agreement and all amendments, authorizes the finance director to sign payment requests, authorizes the county administrator to be the certifying officer for the NEPA environmental review, and authorizes the county administrator to sign the contract with NMCAA, requiring them to comply with all requirements of the program and to allocate the funds equitably and based upon the Emmett County CDBG CHIL program guidelines, and directs the clerk to sign and keep record of the attached resolution.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion, a second. Discussion on the motion? Any discussions or questions from Mr. Boyer?
Is this something that we've gone through before?
The CHIL grant?
The CHIL grant.
This is a new grant.
New grant.
But we've done projects similar to this, the housing improvement. We fund each year. We work with the Northwest Michigan Community Action Agencies. They're the ones that run our program for us currently. This just gives us a new $300,000 of potential funding to go back into the community.
So my understanding, Mr. Boyer, is that these are federal funds that come through the state.
Correct.
And then they're distributed to grant basis. So this is our money, taxpayer money, that's coming back to us if we take this grant.
That's correct.
And if we don't take this grant, that would go to some other community.
Correct.
Send our taxpayer dollars to somewhere else.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And as we talked about before, this is really for improvements on low to moderate income housing in the community. Obviously, this will be beneficial for our housing stock in the community. We look at it as a win-win for us and putting money back into it. We currently put about $40,000?
$47,000
into the program. This certainly will enable us to do a lot more.
So
I have a question.
So that we're already doing something similar to this, and we're just applying for this grant to give us more finances to be able to do more. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, this grant came out, and we saw the opportunity to get up to $300,000. We thought it was beneficial. The funding for the other program comes from projects that we have done in the past, and they're repaying into the system. We hold a lien
on their homes,
and when they go to sell or refinance, then the money comes back. So these were all home improvement projects.
Okay.
So that's how we've been able to fund it. It just hasn't been a real consistent funding. When we saw this opportunity to put this money, it's taxpayers' money coming back to do improvements in our community.
It looks like the way it's structured, most of that money goes to the most vulnerable homeowners that we have.
Low and moderate income, yes.
Yeah.
So this is the repair program that we're talking about, not the... I went to their website here earlier today, and there's a couple of different programs. Where
correct.
It sounds like you can renovate houses and sell them for...
Yeah, that's... We're looking at the other portion where it's going back into home improvements.
Okay.
And projects in that. It's roofs, it's basement repairs, it's those types of projects.
Okay. Insulation.
Correct. Yep.
Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, roll call, please.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Wapa?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next is the Fair Housing Resolution. Mr. Boyer?
Yes, this is part of the grant itself, too, that we must follow the state and federal guidelines, and what's presented is the resolution that we must have in the package to move forward with the grant application. These are three steps in there. The first actual step was to do the public hearing and then these resolutions. This is the second process in there. We're not writing anything new. This is federal and state laws that are on the books today. We just have to have this written up, and you'll see again I'm appointed to do a couple other things in this one too.
We have a motion affirmative.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the attached Emmett County Board of Commissioners Fair Housing Resolution, appoint the county administrator The administrator has the fair housing contact person and direct the clerk to sign and keep record of the attached resolution.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion to second. Any discussion on the motion on the floor? Seeing and hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gittle?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next is the Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency Children, Mr. Boyer.
Yes, this is an organization, as I mentioned before, that we've been working with to operate our current program in town. For us to operate this magnitude of a program, we do not have the resources in-house to do this. This agreement would take effect for 18 months, and it would be through the process of the CHIL grant. The CHIL grant allows us to do this, and up to 18% is allowed, and that's the typical charge for reimbursing the agency that's doing this program for us. We looked at trying to hire a person for 18 months. We could not do that. Think about the number of potential loans and interactions that we're going to have in the public with that kind of money. We just don't have the resources in-house to do this. We've had a good working relationship with the agency, and we feel this is a great opportunity for us to continue to work and put more money back into the community. They have the staff and the resources available to do the program, and there's a representative here. If there's any questions, happy to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Boyer? If not, there's a motion.
I'll make that motion, Chair. I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency to administer the CHIL grant, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion to second. Any discussion on the motion? Any additional questions on the motion? Hearing none, roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gittle?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next, fair contract for Trace Atkins.
Who's he?
Come to the fair in
August. You have to come to the fair to see.
Agnes is going for a shoot the moon on this one.
We are. We're going big time this year.
Who's
going
to tell us about it?
Well, I don't know if...
Come on up, Agnes. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have to excuse me. I can't talk very long. I got that darn flu, but I'm getting better.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm kind of staying
Trace's
alone. Yeah. Picked it up from that darn convention, along with about 100 other people. Last year, we always have a meeting in October where we get our promoter to give us list. The list came back, and we all kind of sat there scratching our heads. There was names on it, and so, of course, we looked them up. Well, they were kind of up-and-comers, and they still wanted $100,000. And our promoter was pretty disgusted with the list, or, you know, he just said, these young people or newer people, they do one concert someplace in an arena downstate or wherever and think they're worth $100,000. He said, I don't. And that's a good thing about our promoter is that he works for us, which we feel very comfortable with that. He makes money on both ends. When you're a promoter, you get money from the artist and you get money from us. He gets 10% on whatever he books for us. But we really, really feel he works for our money. He's at our disposal for questions, answers. He'll go to the artist. Now, we now have also the direct link to all the artists and all of the artist entourage of marketing and all of that. And so we've been working with them. And Trace Atkins' contract should have been between 150 and 175, which we said no. And so our promoter back and forth. Because of his routing, he will come here for 125. We obviously upped our tickets. Down front, like right here, you're going to pay $160 a ticket. I already have the first two rows sold. I have 35 people want to come and see them. There are people that buy every year, and they want down front, because then that way they can't always afford to go to Detroit and wherever for these great big concerts. So I feel confident that we're going to be able to make our money. There's different prices on the floor. There's the 160, and there's a couple of wings, and then it goes. That's only eight rows, and then it goes back. Some of them are 140, some are 125, some are 100. But Becky Swiger is our president, and she is an accountant at the credit union. And she helps us do the math. And, you know, we know where we have to be to get that paid for. Last year, with the two artists we have, which we were very fortunate to get them, we sold almost 1,900 tickets. And we said, we've got to bring something that's going to bring them back. So this has been going on since like last October. And that's who we finally decided with, and so that's what we came up with. You know, our stage is not going to be any more than what it was before. I've already been in contact with him. Now that we actually have the tour rider, which is the actual requirements, he said no problem. He's already opened for Trace Atkins once. So it's actually a lot simpler contract than some of the other ones we've had. You know, I think he's been in the business long enough that here you go, this is it, you know. And so it's worked out. And we did not want to veer from the Wednesday, which gives us usually a cheaper price. At first he wanted to do this and do that. And finally we talked and I said, it's Wednesday, here's the price, he can take it or leave it. We'll go shopping. Well, then of course they agreed to it. I was done playing cat and mouse with dates and all that, because when we have the concert, everything else revolves around that. And we like what we have in the other days we have. So, you know, it started moving along once we put down our foot. And so here we are.
So once we have the signed contract, we'll move forward with the tickets. We'll go on sale, and people can start purchasing their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to limit the tickets to about 2,000, I think, is the number?
We can put 2,000 in our grandstands.
Well, we don't want to do that because we don't have parking, so we keep a control on that. You've got a number that works where we
sure
can cover our costs, and I think that's
sure
important to do.
Yeah, and the seats on the floor, they're basically for people who work, who want to be able to get in there, and they can't get there to buy a grandstand seat, which are not reserved. So that's what they're basically for. And I tell people when they call me about those reserved seats, I said, yes, you got a chair. But I said, if you think you're going to sit during that concert, you're wrong. Once that concert starts, and I don't care what concert you go to, everybody stands. So if you're looking to sit, buy a grandstand seat. I don't want people to be unhappy. You know, buy a grandstand seat, because then those people up there don't necessarily all stand, and you can still see. So
it's a nice venue. Pretty much any place you sit in there, you're going to see it.
You're going to see.
You're up front,
yep,
and close.
You're going to see.
Just make sure we have two generators.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So everything is good, and we've been on with the generator company because we definitely need what we had last year. So he's looking into that already for us. It's Alta equipment through Ginnops because they were the only ones we could find them with last year. So generators that size are kind of far and few between. And then if we go downstate, you're going to pay probably upwards of $1,000 a piece for shipping, pickup and delivery, and this way we've eliminated a lot of that.
Any questions? If not, we have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve entering into an agreement with Action Entertainment Collaborative in the amount of $125,000 for a musical performance by Trace Atkins on August 21st, 2024 at the Emmett County Charlevoix County Fair, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any question? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. The next item is also a fair item, Friendly Sky Agreement, and that's not with United.
No, this is our online software ticketing platform that we utilize, so people may purchase tickets online. This is not a cost to the county. It's a cost to the ticket purchaser, and they also provide us a sponsorship fee of $5,000 per year.
Right.
We worked with them several years, and they're pleased with the performance that we have. We haven't had issues. They give you some units, I think, on site where you can read the tickets,
yep.
And it's worked out well.
If there's not any questions, we have a motion for us.
Mr. Chair, I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Friendly Sky LLC to provide a ticketing platform and ticket sales service for fair events, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussion? On the motion. No questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Loughbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Got your work cut out for you now, Amy.
Well, yeah, some more. I've been working for a couple months, but it's been good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next on our agenda is the Emmett County EMS Station Alerting Paging System.
Yes, this is a department seeking approval to install a paging and alert system within the three EMS stations. So this, when there's a tone out, this will come over and basically an intercom throughout the building, and that would be connected with CCE 911 dispatch. I think in the future it does offer us some amenities I don't think are in it right now about turning lights on the station if there's a call, being able to do some other advanced technologies that can be built into the system. Brian, I don't know if you have any other comments.
Yeah, we're just putting a speaker system throughout in all the individual rooms, in the common areas, the kitchen, out into the bay, so that when those dispatch tones and the information that comes across go out, it's just louder and for everybody to see no matter where they are. If they've set their radio down for a minute to go grab something, it's just throughout. We can also use it to individually page to our stations from one station to another if we need to do for communications, and it is the future that we're looking at of maybe tying it in with some lights or with some safety features to turn off outlets or anything in the stations, but right now it would just be a paging and alert system.
Any questions for Brian or for Dave? If not, there's a motion.
Your turn,
man.
I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Telerad Incorporated to provide a paging and alerting system in the Epler, Mackinac, and M119 stations in the amount of $38,525, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Loughbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Last item of new business is AMS billing software module.
Brian, you want to talk about this one a minute? I could certainly.
Yes. So running our billing operations, one of the challenges that we have is getting accurate and up-to-date information from our patients. It could just be demographics such as their current address or a contact number, or with a lot of the shifts that happen with insurance, possibly their newest insurance information. Typically, you know, we try to get these things from the patients when we're with them, but in a lot of situations, they weren't really prepared for the emergency and they don't have that documentation with them. And one of the things we've been experiencing is an even longer delay in getting that information from the hospital. We used to be able to follow up with the hospital to get it later on because their registration people would get it. We no longer have that link with the hospital, and it's typically taking a lot longer to get it. If we want to get information from the hospital to try to share that, we now have to send everything still manually by fax and wait for it to come back as to what we can get, and then they actually haven't updated their information or verified it, so we have a lot of discrepancies. We're spending a lot of time and a lot of return to mail and everything else. So what this module does is a company named Zoll that is basically going out to all the different databases that are legally available that your information might be on and pulling it, and it puts it right into the software. So as our billers are entering information, they can click a button, and if they have enough information to legally search for that patient, usually just name and date of birth, it'll pull these multiple databases and come up with current insurance information and everything else immediately, so that we don't have to wait for a returned letter or a rejection from the insurance company or faxing things back and forth to try to get that information. So we feel that the expense of what the company is charging us for software will more than outweigh the labor that we're spending to get the information, and then hopefully the increased collections, because we still do have a lot of invoices we send out where we never hear from the patient, we never hear from the insurance company, and we really don't have any recourse because we don't have access to those databases to search ourselves. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with this.
Any questions?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I see we're proposing to share that with Shelby County for $250 a month. Could we do the same with Sheboygan County?
So we do the billing for Lake Charlevoix EMS right now, so it's Emmett County employees that are actually handling the bills for that. And so because of that, Lake Charlevoix said they also see the benefit in collections, that they'll share the cost. But as far as that information or access to the system, it's really just our office and our billing staff using it, so there wouldn't be another agency that, unfortunately, we could share that resource with others. It would just be for the two. But we are fortunate that we were glad that Lake Charlevoix decided to offset that cost. So what you see here is what we will be paying out, but we will be, you know, right now with agreement, Lake Charlevoix will be offsetting this, but the total amount is what we're responsible for, and that's what we're putting up here. That does not include kind of the offset increase that we'll be getting from charging Lake Charlevoix to use it.
Any other questions? If not,
we have a motion. I'll make that motion, Chair. I move that the board approve entering into an agreement with Zoll Data Systems to provide a billing software module in the amount of $18,610 over the 3-year period of service, pending a suitable agreement to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions regarding the motion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Wolfbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes. That is the last of our new business. Do you have any communication?
I sent the one communication I received today to each one of you.
All right. We are now to the part of the agenda for public comment once again. If you wish to address the board, please come to the podium, state your name, and you have 3 minutes. Second call. Seeing no one coming forward, announcements. The next Board of Commissioners meeting will be held February 15th, 2024 at 6 p.m. in this room, 200 Division Street, Petoskey. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion on the adjournment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.